Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
So you know that yesterday all Meta apps were down, including WhatsApp. I was so busy, I didn't notice, but Instagram, Threads, Facebook, including WhatsApp, were down globally. And trust Nigerians, well, WhatsApp wasn't so down. Maybe some features were down, but not like the whole application as opposed to Instagram. And there was a lot of back and forth between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, as usual, you know. And Elon Musk threw shades and said that, oh, you can see this tweet because, well, our server is not down. And Mark replied and said, I'm sure Elon didn't know that there were this much people on the application. Like, there were this much people on our application or something like that. It's like saying something along the line of, the only reason there were so much people on X at that time was because, you know, Meta apps were down. It was really a funny conversation yesterday. But, you know, interestingly, it was so funny that I didn't notice. It was a long day for me. But anyway, this is not about me. This is about WhatsApp today. WhatsApp is turning 10 this year, as that's 10 after it was bought by Meta in 2014. And wow, 10 years. That's interesting. Anyway, before I go further, welcome to Cruise Control with me, Daniel, on Africa Tech Radio. And today we're talking WhatsApp, really just WhatsApp. Or WhatsApp, as the parents like to call it. Anyway, WhatsApp is turning 10 this year after it was bought by Meta in 2014. And to be honest, WhatsApp has grown to become maybe the most popular, or one of the most popular, let's say the most popular messaging platform, with over 3 billion users in the world. And these 3 billion users are sending over 300 billion messages and 8 billion voice messages across the application. Wow. I'm sure, like, when the users of WhatsApp, or when the owners of WhatsApp, you know, when the ideation took place, I didn't think anybody actually thought that WhatsApp would get this big. Because I remember that before we got to the place of WhatsApp, it used to just be, you know, it used to be BBM. Oh, give me your pin, let me ping you. And if you didn't have a BlackBerry, you were, I don't know, maybe under the rock. And then suddenly BlackBerry was on Android, and then it wasn't such a big deal. And WhatsApp came, and well, it's the tale of Solomon Grundy. Oh my God. Well, interestingly, yeah, WhatsApp has persevered. Oh my God. WhatsApp is really persevered. It's interesting because WhatsApp just started after something that was similar to BlackBerry, but you didn't need a pin, you just needed to have your number, and it really attracted people. And 10 years later, WhatsApp is here. And today I'm talking about features, WhatsApp features generally, talking about a lot of features that WhatsApp has, things that are making WhatsApp tick, new features, old features, WhatsApp features. That's what we're talking about. I must say that, okay, maybe people say that WhatsApp is not the most secure application. I mean, at a point, there was a point where there was conversations going on that people didn't want to, there was something about like maybe privacy, and people were mentioning that they were going to leave WhatsApp, and so people went and opened Signal, and it was very, very, you know, it was somewhat interesting because people went to Signal, but that didn't last. People came back to WhatsApp because, well, that's the application. It's the app that is up. Anywho, WhatsApp has increased privacy. WhatsApp is allowing you to now even block unknown callers. So now if people that you don't know call you, you can silence unknown callers. Now you cannot just call me from the blue. If I don't have your number, well, you can't call me on WhatsApp. WhatsApp also, in bid of privacy, allows you to choose who can add you to a group chat and who can simply send you links to join group chats. You don't sleep and wake up and realize that you have been added to group chats and there are about 2,000 messages between the time when you were sleeping and the time when you woke up, with about 1,500 of them saying that, what led me to this group? What led me to this group? What's this group about? Also, WhatsApp allows you to show people whether you are online or you are offline, which means that the same people that can see your last seen, so you can choose who sees when you're last seen, you can choose people who can see that you're online. So basically, you can just be offline, and you know, for we secret service agents, they don't like people to know when we're offline and online. Not me, but them. Then this is a very interesting thing for them, not me, as I said. But really, if you think that over privacy is your thing, WhatsApp enables you to hide your last seen, hide the fact that you're online. Also allows you to send one-time pictures, one-time voice notes. So the privacy is going to the heights. We also have end-to-end encryption. So it means that not just anybody has access to the back end of your chats. WhatsApp also allows you to archive messages without the messages coming back when your archived messages text you. It allows you to lock chats. You know the lock chats, I mentioned it one time. That lock chat was so funny because when you lock a chat, apart from locking your WhatsApp, when you lock a particular chat, the person that you locked their chat sends you a message, it doesn't show, doesn't come out. It is extra secure. And you have to go all the way and all the length to go and search for the name before you can actually read the messages that this person has sent. It is that secure. You can also now pin broadcast channels. You know, you can now pin a few broadcast channels to get quick updates from businesses or people that you are subscribed to, so you can prioritize the channels that you frequently check with this new feature. Then there are custom colors. If you don't like the green brand color of WhatsApp, you can now change the color, ranging from blue, white, purple, and pink. And soon you'll be able to change some elements of the user interface, such as the chat bubbles. WhatsApp now has something that is called Companion. So you can make another device your companion. It means that you can be chatting on your one phone and have a companion phone having the same exact chat. This is not just about logging into your web or anything. This is having two devices actually logging in and having a companion chat. Also, WhatsApp has just rolled out a feature that allows you to add another number to the app, meaning that you can have two numbers running on the same app. In case you don't get it, it means that you can have your business WhatsApp and your personal WhatsApp on one app without having to have a business WhatsApp account and business WhatsApp app. Without having the app for business WhatsApp. This sounds very app WhatsApp. But you can have one application for both your WhatsApp business and your personal WhatsApp without having to have two different applications. It's very nice. That's very good. In fact, so all you need to do is go to your account, go to your settings and click on account. You see a QR code, and next to the QR code there's a drop down icon to add another account. So to be able to switch, so it's simply like how Instagram, you can add multiple accounts on Instagram. Well, to switch between the accounts, you just go to the three dot menu available on the chat tab, updates tab, community tab, and calls tab, and you can switch to whichever accounts that you want. Now you can ditch using WhatsApp business account for your secondary number, because you can have both numbers on WhatsApp now. So before, you could only post updates from your major WhatsApp, but now WhatsApp has fixed the issues and you can now post updates from your linked devices. It can also allow you to edit, delete your status update. And we also know about the feature that allows you to edit your chat. So when you send a message, once you make a mistake, in the next 15 minutes, you have the opportunity to edit the chat. It has made texting so much easier. I mean, it still shows that you have edited your message, but it's different from having to delete everything that you have written. Just edit that word or whatever it is that you made the mistake and move on. WhatsApp is really, really, really making texting, making communication easier. I mean, they wanted to just kill it. We'll just have WhatsApp games. You know, the way we have iMessage games, we just have WhatsApp games and it's complete. But in the last 10 years, WhatsApp has grown a lot. It has done a lot to make communication between people easier, whether you're an Android user, an iPhone user, a WhatsApp web user, whatever device you're using, there's no discrimination with WhatsApp. And it's even free for most people, at least personal WhatsApps are free, and we love it. Thank you, Meta. Really, thank you. Even though business WhatsApps have to pay, I think, about $3.99 per transaction. I'm not really sure about the rate, so I'm not going to say a wrong figure. But it's been free so far, and it's been amazing using WhatsApp. It's like having... Just give someone your number, and you're connecting. It's made calls easier. It's made international calls easier. In fact, if you make a voice call on WhatsApp, about 1 hour of voice call, you use about 40 MB. And it's really cheap. Imagine having a normal call for 1 hour. Imagine how much you would have spent on airtime. But now say that you're using 40 MB on a voice call. Maybe video calls are a little more expensive, but voice calls are highly subsidized. It's made people long distance calls very easier. When the last time we traveled out of the country to make a call, so we were at I think Togo, and to make a 1 minute call from Togo to Nigeria was about six to 800 naira for a normal call to Nigeria, and 3,000 naira from Togo to international calls. So if I want to call America, it takes me 3,000 naira for 1 minute, and if I want to call Nigeria from Togo, it takes about 800 naira when you calculate it in naira, and it was outrageous. But imagine with your Wi-Fi or your SIM card, you use about 40 MB to talk to somebody in another country, and it is magnificent. This is, personally, for me, it's one of the best applications that there has been, really. And even though Meta has tried to inculcate similar features on Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp, there's still the distinction. WhatsApp still stands clear. There's still the differences. Everybody and each and every application that Meta has stands different and stands clear. And it is pleasing to watch. It is pleasing to see. I just hope to see when Thread finally catches up to the Meta spirit. I cannot wait to see the exploits that they will be able to do when that time comes. So, anywho, happy 10 years anniversary to WhatsApp. It's been an amazing ride with you, and I hope we continue to ride with you. You have been listening to Cruise Control on Africa Tech Radio with Timide Daniel. Do not forget to keep listening to us. Don't stop listening to Africa Tech Radio. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio. The conversation never stops. Always have the most information to give you about everything that is anything in technology and fun, to inform, to entertain, and educate you. Have the most pleasant day.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.